They can talk about China all they want, but the truth is TikTok is the only social media app where the algorithm is not controlled by a certain very powerful interest group.
We work with YouTube to get them to change their algorithms so it lessens the likelihood that a young person's going to run into some of these anti-Semitic conspiratorial videos. We work with Facebook on trying to use a redirect method so when you search for Holocaust as a hoax, you get directed to like a Yad Vashem page. So there are different ways they can tweak their algorithms and adjust their products. Washington, you know, there's a gap in the legal regime. So, you know, we need legislators to catch up and to fill some of the gap.
Well, the legislators have heard them loud and clear. The House just approved a $95 billion aid package to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The Senate is expected to do so in the next day or two. And in this bill, tiny subheadline here, TikTok ban. Just gonna sneak that in there as well. Because in all honesty, it would not have passed otherwise. Now, how do we stop this? Well, there's an awesome creator, Tiffany Cianci. She really quickly organized a sit-in outside the Capitol when she heard about this. And she's been live streaming with creators all day. I'm tagging her in this video. Go follow her because her page has all kinds of awesome information on how to organize, how to contact your representatives so we can stop this bill from passing in the Senate.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here. As you may have heard, Congress passed a bill that the president signed into law that is designed to ban TikTok in the United States. That will take TikTok away from you and 170 million Americans who find community and connection on our platform. Make no mistake, this is a ban. A ban on TikTok and a ban on you and your voice. Politicians may say otherwise, but don't get confused. Many who sponsored the bill admit a TikTok ban is the ultimate goal. It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom. TikTok gives everyday Americans a powerful way to be seen and heard, and that's why so many people have made TikTok part of their daily lives. Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again. Our community is filled with people who have found acceptance and compassion, offered inspiration and encouragement, increased their awareness, and brought into perspectives, ultimately adding more delight and joy to their lives. Our community is also filled with 7 million business owners who have built their livelihoods on TikTok. While we make our case in court, you'll still be able to enjoy TikTok like you always have. In fact, if you have a story about how TikTok impacts your life, we'll love for you to share it to showcase exactly what we're fighting for. Meanwhile, we will continue to invest and innovate to keep our community vibrant, exciting, and safe. Through our U.S. data security efforts, we have built safeguards that no other peer company has made. We have invested billions of dollars to secure your data and keep our platform free from outside manipulation. I can't say this enough. This extraordinary diverse community is what makes TikTok so special, what makes it matter, and what makes it meaningful. And we'll keep working to ensure you will always have the opportunity, the safety, and the freedom to enjoy all TikTok has to offer. Thank you.
Look what's happening in our college campuses right now in this country. Pro-Hamas activists are taking over public spaces and making it impossible for campuses to operate. Jewish students are being told to leave campus because their universities can't guarantee their safety. There are a lot of other things wrong with this, including the failure to prioritize student safety over appeasement of terrorist sympathizers. But why is this happening? Well, let's look at where young people are getting their news. Nearly a third of adults 18 to 29, these young people in the U.S., are regularly getting their news exclusively from TikTok. Pro-Palestinian and Hamas, pro-Hamas hashtags are generating 50 times the views on TikTok right now, despite the fact that polling shows Americans overwhelmingly support Israel over Hamas. These videos have more reach than the top 10 U.S. news websites combined. This is not coincidence. The Chinese Communist Party is doing this on purpose. They are pushing this racist agenda with the intention of undermining our democratic values. And if you look at what's happening at Columbia University and other campuses across the country right now, they're winning.
Hi, everyone. I'm Iluma, Dollarsan, EUA. I am Ugo. Tomorrow's. I love you. Dollarsan, Rina Rins, Mesquite, Fuchi, tomorrow. Who Dollarsan know it? Give to Moss money. Dollarsan know it. Say peace, special and reap. I love you. I love you. Wow, wow.
Donald Trump is about to win 50 states in this election. Biden, with the single signing of a pen today, did something that not even January 6th could do. He created an environment where the next logical step for Americans is to vote for Donald Trump. Now, I had not planned on voting at all in this election, and that's still probably what's going to happen, as I don't want Trump to be president, and I don't want Joe Biden to be president. Those are the only options. It's been clear to me ever since he took office that Joe Biden never actually wanted to be president, and he wants to be president even less now. He only ran for president the first time because the Democrats told him to, and you never primary a president. I will not enjoy 4 years of a Donald Trump presidency, but I do feel like my life was actually better from 2016 to 2020 than it has been since 2021 to present in many ways.
While TikTok was getting banned, here's some news that impacts your 9-to-5 earnings that you might have missed. The FTC, yes, the Federal Trade Commission, just banned non-compete clauses. So what does this mean? Historically, non-compete clauses have been used by companies to prohibit workers from being able to work for competitor companies for a set amount of time. And these agreements disproportionately affect people in certain industries like technology. The FTC estimates that about 1 in 5 Americans are impacted by these agreements. So this ban is actually really huge when it comes to providing more transparency and access for workers like you and me. Now, someone who has always been stressing to you that you should be looking at competitor companies where you can earn 20 to 30% than what you're currently making for your same skills and job level, this is even more of a sign to go out and start looking to see what competitors in your industry are paying. So if you've been held back by a non-compete clause in the past, or just afraid of what your options could be, this is your sign that now it's time to go out and secure the big obnoxious bag. Yes.
Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I am your pernuptuous, benevolent host, James Madison. And I only made one of those two words up. Now, I guess I'm the weird one here. I have zero problems with this, other than, I will address this off front, I do worry about the precedent this could set. But ultimately, when it comes to TikTok being banned, twofold. One, it's not really getting banned, unfortunately. Two, I mean, look, people will VPN it, APK it, people will post links to like the technology board on 4chan, it will be Reddit. Fucking self-immolating pussies. Now, this ad will be posted around forever, right? Maybe it won't. The only reason why I can see TikTok actually going away is if like the servers get shut down, which the CCP could do. But if the CCP does shut down the servers for TikTok, that really just means they're done using it, and that's the only way TikTok actually goes away. No, there was back in the time where we were like, well, what happens? A lot of people were now like, well, it's so big, you can't just get rid of TikTok, it's so big. I mean, Vine, do it for the Vine, right? Like, that was huge. And when Vine went away, we was like, now what are you gonna do? You went to TikTok. Well, you went to Musical.ly, that became TikTok. You go to the thing after that. Honestly, the thing after that is probably gonna be Vine. We'll get into that later. But let's get into the article. Clear up some of these spots, shall we? Pardon me. Also, it's 9:40 in the morning, so good morning. President Biden signs law to ban TikTok nationwide unless it's sold. See, that's the problem. You can't have that unless it's sold off option. It's owned by the CCP. Now, it's owned by a private company in China. Okay, sweetheart. Rule one, seize the means of manufacturing and distribution. Dipshit, that means the Chinese government outright owns every single company. And not only that, every product built for any country, like any country, Samsung, whoever worked through China to get technology built in the sweatshops, China requires a blueprint to it. China requires you to give them over all your information about what you need them to build. And then they bootleg it while they build you the real deal. And they often build the bootlegs in the same factory as the real deal. Folks, there is a back door here. Now, forgive me. This might be the inner John McAfee voter in me, right? But China built back doors into TikTok. It doesn't matter who the fuck you sell that bitch off to. Now, the only interesting thing that could come out of somebody buying it is that they bought it and cracked that bitch open. I would love to see a complete and utter fucking autopsy on the coding and software in TikTok. I would be fascinated to see how that monstrosity's fucking built. Because let's face it, it's not that smooth of a system either. It's functional. It appears smooth. It's an incredibly buggy fucking system. It's prone to crashes. It's prone to, like, it refreshes more often than fucking Instagram does. And this is coming from me, who's surrounded by, like, nieces and nephews and older adults who are, like, obsessed with it. TikTok just missed me. I was there for Vine. Vine went away and I stopped caring. But, like, old, like, millennials? Love TikTok. Younger Gen Z? Love TikTok. Me? Fuck TikTok. This article is by Bobby Alin. Yeah, and then again, China, as long as that app exists, it doesn't matter who owns it. Because China has backdoors into anything. It doesn't matter who buys it out, what they do to it. There's like 100% chance there will be some code, some loose thread that doesn't get fucking turned into a zero and remains a one, as it were. And you get in. And now look, well, the American government spies on your tail. I am completely against that, too. Hey, cite my FISA video from my couple FISA videos, actually. Yeah, I'm completely on board with you. Yeah, it's bullshit. It's at least my fucking government. You know what I mean? It's like the evil I know versus the enemy that wants to harvest my fucking organs after I fucking mine cobalt. You know, I'll take Joey on this one. I'm not usually going to be on Biden's side, man, but you know what? Shit. At least I can almost rely on Joe Biden's interests being selfish, which through proxy could possibly benefit me because, you know, he lives here, right? And there's some element of like, well, you know, like bare minimum, this dementia prick does live here. She don't. So I guess I'm going to stick with this old retard. Look, I cheer for the fucking Lions, all right? You know what position I'm in right now? That's where. It's like, yeah, the Lions, I'm gonna get fucking raped. And then, yeah, maybe, hey, last year they did pretty good. People were expecting they'd go to the Super Bowl. Fat chance, but hey, you know. You know, if you had me choosing between the Oakland Raiders, China, or the Lions, I'm gonna choose the one that at least won't break into my fucking car. It'll just ask me for my wallet, because it's from Detroit. Hey, give me that wallet. Here you go, bud. Thank you, brother. God bless. That's the weirdest shit. You get mugged in Detroit. It's always some crackhead who tries to be scary. You give them a little bit of money, and they go, thank you, God bless, and they run off. It's like, what the fuck? You mug me and say, God bless? Go fuck yourself. President... I do like a handful of them crackheads out of Detroit, though. I know some of them. Good dudes. President Biden on Wednesday signed a law that would ban Chinese-owned TikTok unless it was sold within a year. Yeah, and look, Ron Paul and Rand Paul went on the Tucker Carlson show and they talked about TikTok. Rand Paul is not accurate about who owns TikTok. I'm sorry. You go watch the Tucker Carlson interview. There's a lot of great shit in there. And I agree with, like, the whole, like, we can't set a precedent of allowing the U.S. government to shut down American apps. Well, Rand, it's not an American app. It's an enemy weapon used to promulgate the minds of America's youth. Pump them full, and now look, it's like, well, they only got rid of it. They only got rid of TikTok because they were promoting Palestine. Sure, whatever, probably. I mean, yeah, I mean, D.C., politicians in D.C. removing an app because there's something bad about the Jews? You don't say. Look, I'm not anti-Semitic or anything, but I have noticed there's a certain group I'm not allowed to talk shit about, lest I be called a Nazi or have my videos taken down. And, I don't plan on stopping. Call me whatever the fuck you want. I am half German, after all. I'm gonna name my daughter Erica, spelled with a E and a K. Now, jokes aside, though. It's not an American app. It's a piece of enemy weaponry unleashed upon the American psyche. And here's the thing. We know from whistleblowers, documents, and other countries that have actually followed in the steps of banning TikTok or heavily monitoring it. Whew. We do know for an absolute fact that the algorithm... Now, TikTok in China is called something different. It's like Benyin or Xinyin, some shit like that. Now, Xinyin's that musical. Anyway. In China, their version of TikTok, it promotes, for men, it promotes repairs, education, fitness, good shit in general, you know. Other than, like, you know, communism great, she's great, you know, all that shit. There's that shit in there, too. But a lot of it's, like, math skills, reading skills, writing skills, working out. It's like a timeline of, like, nothing besides, like, Jordan Petersons and Andrew Tates over there. And if you're women, all it does is promote, like, raising children, like, worshipping your fucking false god emperor Xi Jinping, or Pooh Bear, as I call him. You know, and it promotes that shit. Being a housewife, all that trash, she gets promoted over there on their TikTok. Meanwhile, here in the States, men get promoted skanks. Men open up TikTok, it's fucking women in thongs dancing and promoting their OnlyFans. It's people lip-syncing, and this is what I hate, by the way. It's people lip-syncing over other people's jokes and comedy as if it's their own fucking jokes and comedy. What the fuck is that? That makes no fucking sense to me at all. So, like, let's say the joke is, let's say somebody does, like, a TikTok joke and the punchline is, gabagoo, right? You'll have 1,000 people not doing an original take on the joke, not doing a new take on the joke, just going, a gabagoo. And it's not even them saying it in their own voice, they're just lip-syncing to the asshole who said it the first time. They're just recreating the first joke, over and 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 over, and then we wonder why there's so many people in the music world that are just sitting here like, oh, I'm gonna release the original version of the song, I'm gonna release a lo-fi version of the song, I'm gonna release a reverb version of the song, I'm gonna release a perfectly slow version of the song, I'm gonna release an instrumental, like, fuck off. That's how skanks like Megan Thee Stallion maintained that high status back in the day in the record sales, is they just released, like, 8 versions of one song. Fuck out of here, dog. That's worse than when DJ Khaled's like, oh, I got the number one selling record in the world, and I beat Tyler Craig. It's like, no, you didn't, bitch. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about. It's okay. It's like, no, you didn't. You gave out some shitty fucking compilation CD as a free download when you bought some shitty alcohol, like Ciroc type nonsense. And then you scanned the barcode, you got a free album, and you counted it as a record sale. Ugh. I should do some hip hop and rock lore videos. I know a lot about it. I don't know. Never thought about doing a video series about it. Anyway, this is the most serious threat yet to the video streaming app's future in the U.S., intensifying America's tech war with China. A tech war we were largely losing thanks to TikTok. Dude, multiple governments around the world have banned anybody, politicians. There's literally, when I became a precinct delegate, there was an active conversation. They sat down, Democrat and Republican, precinct delegates and alternate electors, and told us we're not allowed to have TikTok. Granted, you know, me being me, I was like, but how would you stop us? You can't, like, seize our phones. Like, you're like, well, it's a fake system. I don't have TikTok. I do notice it comes pre-downloaded on phones these days, which means a lot of times that bloatware is in there, but if you can look it up. If you go to your sources in your phone, you can remove its coding. Still, I don't know if that actually removes it from your phone or not. Linus Tech Tips had a thing about that. So did, Review Tech, not Review Tech USA, oh, it's fucking name. The other guy who looks like him does the same shit. Somehow less retarded. Still, the law is not expected to cause any immediate disruption to TikTok as the forthcoming legal challenge, and various hurdles to selling the app will most likely cause months of delay. Rumble wants to buy it, actually. Oddly enough, the company that's putting the most forward to buy TikTok, yeah, right here, Rumble has been saying for about the last 6 months or so that they plan on buying TikTok. If it goes up, Rumble has said that they will be buying TikTok and they'll be integrating it into their network. It's not a whole lot, but whenever there's like a big controversy, like with the Russell Brand shit, I buy Rumble. This isn't financial advice to you guys, of course. Rumble stock can get pretty fucking cheap. And it can also get pretty valuable, too. Like, it fluctuates, and it's big fluctuations. So, you know, like, 1 week, you know, Rumble stock's like $40 a share, maybe, right? And that's like a high end of it. I don't think it's never been $40 a share. I think the highest I've ever bought for is $25 a share, which is actually really high for it. But I've also bought as low as like $5 a share. You know, it fluctuates. And as more and more companies go after Rumble, as Rumble grows, I was actually talking to somebody at work, one of my jobs, about this, because it's a lot more blue-pilled, actually severely blue-pilled, but all in all, not a terrible guy. Just kind of, you know, old, late 40s, fucking, you know, UAW boomer, almost. That kind of shit, you know. You get the MSNBC, Rachel Maddow, instead of Tucker Carlson type approach. Me, first, I just recommend watching 6X and Hammer and going from there. Actually, Mulberry Wizard posting is my favorite right now. He's great. However, we were talking, and he's like, yeah, but Rumble's so, like... Because we were talking, he's like, so what do you think about the whole TikTok ban? We went back and forth about some ideas, some opinions you're going to get here in a little bit. And we went back and forth for a minute. I'm like, I'm not really too worried about it, because, I mean, Elon Musk, when he redesigned the Twitter logo, he updated the Vine logo. And Buddy was like, well, I'm like, yeah, he updated the Vine logo like a year ago. And I had the Vine app still downloaded on my phone. It's just, I don't know, on Google Play, it never went away. It was just like the old green Vine app. And, you know, I buy a new phone, I just go through all the apps and just download my old library of apps. I have the same apps. Most of the apps I have on my phone are the same apps I had, like, on my Samsung Galaxy 1 about 10 years ago. I'm pretty brand loyal, I guess. When it comes to, like, you know, it's a good product. And we're talking, he's like, oh, well, you know, I'm just kind of curious what's going to happen, you know? Like, TikTok goes away. I guess we all just go back to YouTube, right? I was like, I will say this, though. The nice thing that I'm surprised Vine didn't leave behind, that TikTok did leave behind, is the concept of shorts on all these platforms. I like shorts. And, you know, for example, one benefit, right? I'm making the most relatable example for anybody. It gets me off the toilet. You know what I mean? For some people, they just sit there scrolling for hours on shorts. But for me, I'll watch like 4 or 5 shorts, and I'm like, all right, I gotta go. And I get up, and I'm out the bathroom. Whereas if I sit down, and I put on a fucking, like, a Wang YouTube video, or a Wavy Webster video, or a Tom Dark, or a Turkey Tom, or a fucking, you know, MED, or MDE fucking video, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just sitting there wherever I am, listening to it, vibing. And shorts, I don't know, I don't have that problem. I scroll through a couple shorts, and eventually I'm like, alright, none of these are interesting to me anymore. And then I get up and go. It's always like 4 or 5 in, and I'm good. But yeah, Rumble wants to buy TikTok, and I voice concerns as a, by the way, again, grab this last thought up. This isn't financial advice, but it would behoove you to buy yourself some Rumble stock. Not financial advice, this is all hypothetical Minecraft financial stuff. But hypothetically, right, if Steve in Minecraft was to buy some Rumble stock when it was low, it would guarantee that Steve from Minecraft could, you know, maintain a certain type of behavior at Rumble, right? Because the more stocks that are bought by independent, I don't mean day traders, I mean like bought by people who plan to hold it. Me, I don't plan on selling any of my Rumble stock. There's been situations where I'm filming something, be it the convoy, a protest, a riot, whatever I'm filming, and I'm stranded somewhere on the other side of the country. Like, I live in like 3 states, but, you know, they're all up in the Rust Belt area, Ohio, Illinois, and Michigan. That's where I'd be staying, right in that little range there, sometimes in Indiana, but that's only, you know, visiting occasionally. Indiana's kind of boring. Not a whole lot going on there. Like, y'all are so close to it, but y'all ain't got shit. No offense, but, like, where I go, it's all... Like, I love it. I love the woods, but, man. I don't hate the city, but shit, you know? Pretty damn... Forests are gorgeous and all, but... That's a lot of forest. But if individual, non-corporate, non-NGO, non-massive investors buy Rumble shares, like, look what happens with people like Josh Hawley. Right? Or not Josh Hawley, my apologies. Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz is 100% funded by he gets small contributions from a lot of voters. He doesn't get any corporate cash, none of that stuff. And look how he carries himself. Look how he behaves. I'm a big fan of how he carries himself. Same thing with Rand Paul. Rand Paul turns on massive corporate and super PAC funding all the time in lieu of grassroots financing. And look at how he carries himself. All right? Rumble can do the same. Right now, we have a CEO who runs Rumble, Pawlowski. My German tongue does not wrap around Polish names. Not going to elaborate. Now, I'm just saying I should have been the head of NASA. Anyway, you know, so if you buy these shares, it will keep Rumble behaving the way Rumble does. And if Rumble ever does, like, switch hands or starts carrying itself or behaving in a way that doesn't work for us anymore, then we can turn around and tell Rumble to fuck off or hold votes. Like, enough shareholders, it doesn't even take 25%, I don't think, with Rumble. If I remember what it was. They actually have a very unique setup. I'll pull up my investment paper later on, maybe. I get home from work, because I work in, like, about 3 hours. About 2 hours. Anyway. If you buy up and you invest in these Rumble company, you invest in Rumble, it gives you a little something to hold on to. It's not bad to have, like, a little foot in the door when it comes to investing. You know, it's worth just having that. And, again, it gives you a say in the future. Like, look what happened to YouTube. Look what happened to all these bigger, like, you can go. You got two routes, Western man. YouTube, where you become the villain, you start to destroy. Or Dailymotion. Ooh, Dailymotion. But your options prevent either of those is if you just throw, like, $5, $10 in occasionally and buy yourself some Rumble stock and just hold on to it. It's not financial advice. I'm not telling you to do anything. It's just my thought process when I buy Rumble stock. I think down the road this is going to be a massive thing. It's growing bigger every year to the point where now, you know, they got, I can't remember how much their estimated worth. They got a couple $100 million and in like spendable money. And he's willing to put all that down on the table right now. And he's been saying it since 2023, to buy TikTok. Now, my problem is I don't want any CCP coding or infrastructure or any of that stuff added to Rumble. And I've voiced my concern about this. Again, not that anyone's necessarily heard my concern. I'm not like a big fucking deal or anything. But as a shareholder, you know, it's very important that you're like, A, bad move. I don't want any of this software or coding touching, as far as I'm concerned, my property. That's how I look at my stock. It's my property. This is my little. I go into Rumble. I peel a chunk of drywall off. I take like a square of drywall. That's my part of the building. And I will not let anybody touch my part of the fucking building. Especially not the CCP. Have you seen what their walls are made out of? It's flour. I kid you not. Google it. China builds their buildings out of flour and like pseudo concrete. Wild. But yeah, TikTok wants to buy Rumble. TLDR, that was a long rant for no real fucking reason. And here's the thing, though. Rumble is, like, the only American company that's really, like, will buy it. Other companies are like, maybe I'd be interested in buying it. Rumble's the only one saying with any confidence. It's just... I wish Vine never went away. I honestly, like, 2 years ago, when Elon Musk had, like, first taken over Twitter, I was like, all right, what he needs to do now is launch Vine. But he won't launch Vine until TikTok goes away because Elon Musk doesn't want to cross ties with the CCP. He wants to maintain a good relationship with them. And again, there's a reason why I don't trust Elon Musk. It's not Spaceman bad. It's Spaceman lies about a lot of things, including his views on communism, because you can't be so anti-communist and have so much of your shit built off slave labor in the CCP. I've gone into it before. I'll do a Let's Chat about why I don't trust Elon Musk. And, what's really annoying is you have a lot of these older boomers that now treat Elon Musk like how people treat Donald, like a lot of boomers treat Donald Trump. You know what I mean? Like, don't say that about him. He's the greatest. It's like, look, I like Trump, but bump stocks, Joe Biden kind of, you know, that Russian ammunition ban was actually Trump's original idea and policy. Biden just kind of signed the line and put it through. There's a lot to that. It's just like, no. And now people are like, oh, you just don't like Elon Musk because you hate free speech. And I'm like, first off, you're talking to me of all people. Second off, no. I don't like it because he says I will be chipped by 2030 and I have no choice in that. And I do, Elon. I do. Fuck around and find out, homie. Welcome to America. Put a brain chip in me, motherfucker. I'm gonna be that pit bull that gets put down in the Humane Society. That's what I am. I'll be that pit bull that comes in and doesn't let you chip him. And, yeah, we all know what happens to that pit bull at the end of the day. I'm fine with it. I'm Old Yeller. Barking at the top of my lungs. It's at the top of my lungs. Look up Old Yeller by Joji. It's like the only good Joji song there is. The rest of it's just like sad K-pop nonsense. The measure was tucked into a bill providing foreign aid for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Yeah. The law stipulates that ByteDance must sell its stake in TikTok in 12 months. And by the way, I'm not skipping over that. We will be talking about that later. I have a planned video. I just have to make it. We will go into that. But the whole, like, Taiwan, all that funding ties into a bigger argument I have against this policy. But I'm focusing on TikTok here. So, no, I'm not ignoring that. I see it. I'm aware of it. But this is about TikTok. The law stipulates that ByteDance must sell its stake in TikTok in 12 months under the threat of being shut down. It needs to just be shut down. And here's the thing. It's not an American company. It does not fall under the same protections that American companies do. That is such a disingenuous argument. You want the federal government to just come in here and have the ability to shut down businesses? Who runs the business? Well, it's ran by... Who runs TikTok? Who owns TikTok? Well, it's like this company that got people hired in India. Stop. Shut up. I hate that argument too. Why? Because it's like, well, they're just stationed in China. Well, they got employees in India, and they got employees in this country, and they got employees. So fucking what? So fucking what? Again, that's not uncommon. Tons of American companies. Have you called tech support for an American company and been greeted with, "Hello, thank you for calling. My name is Penny. I'd like to help you today. Thank you for calling T-Mobile." Yeah. Yeah, I bet that guy's really in America, huh? And by the way, I am that asshole who goes, "Hey, man, not to be a dick. Your English is all right, but can I talk to somebody who actually speaks English?" And half the time, these guys are like, "Thanks. Yeah, actually." And they'll connect you. A lot of y'all, I don't know about y'all, but a lot of people are like, "I don't want to say that. I'll just sit here and not get anything achieved on 3 hours of customer support because I can't understand what the fuck this guy's saying." And I will be damned if I get tech help from somebody with an unwashed ass. Miss me with that. Yeah, it's a terrible fucking argument. And again, most of their employees are in other countries around the world, not fucking here. And, well, the Americans here. The Americans here are working with an enemy of the America. I'm not saying they should be tried or anything for treason. I'm just saying, I don't care if you're an American citizen. It's like being a Japanese citizen working on the Fat Boy without knowing what's going to happen down the road. Like, you don't know what you're building. You're just like, "Oh, I'm building a bomb. Cool. Hope this doesn't go back to the homeland." Some Japanese welder welding the Fat Boy and the little fat man and little boy. And then all of a sudden he sees, "Oh, those got dropped on my home. Fuck, now my home's destroyed." That's the people in America who work for TikTok. They're helping engineer the destruction of their own fucking home. Sometimes, even scarily, they're on board for it. That's the real scary part of it, too, is they like it. Now, stop with that. I know they didn't come up, but that's an argument I've been hearing a lot too, and been dealing with in person too. Because you know, you got these. There's a lot of people in the GOPA I deal with that are about now. I'm actually more on the younger side for the precinct delegate. I'm 26. You only have to be 18 to run. There's like one 18-year-old who ran, and to her props, she got elected, but she quit coming to all the meetings and just kind of like abandoned duty, I guess. And I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she's doing other stuff. I just don't see her. But I ain't seen this bitch in like a year. She showed up to like a bunch of the meetings and like, you know, like on the ground, not ballot harvesting, but similar type behavior, you know. And all of a sudden she just vanished, you know. Yo ass post on Facebook, bitch. I mean, do your job, or, you know, you better not file to run again. I'll tell everybody you fucking are MIA. Fuck that. If I can go around with my broken foot last year to campaign, I don't know. Some of y'all don't know this. I got run by a forklift last year. And I campaigned on a broken foot. I went door to door. You know, it was like 10 doors a day, but, you know, usually I would have hit like 15 to 25, but, you know, foot. Moving on. The move is the culmination of Washington turning the screws on TikTok over the years. There was an orange guy who tried to tighten the screws up on TikTok a couple years ago, but then he got attacked for it. And they're like, oh, this is just like your xenophobic shit. You hate China. By the way, just stay tuned for this too, because when Trump gets back in office, you're going to hear that all of these Democrats who were calling Trump racist for saying China is a threat to America, who are now like, Joe Biden's right, China can be is a threat to America, they're going to turn tail and immediately be like, Donald Trump hates China. China is safe and not our enemy. And then they'll go right back into business with China. That's how they do, as Frank would say. That's how they do. And they're going to blame Trump, you know, be like, oh, well, the only reason TikTok got banned is because Trump Biden got banned. They're going to completely ignore the fact that Biden signed it. They will. And there's right now, I know Democrats right now I've talked to who are blaming Trump for this. Like, it's only happening because Trump. Nigga's not even in office. How? What are you talking about? And they're like, well, it's his TikTok ban. How is it his TikTok ban? He ain't in office, but, you know, it's his fault somehow, right? Orange man's at fault for everything. They went outside the other day, in the middle of winter, they went outside a couple days ago, and the windshield was frosted over. It was Trump. Trump came in the middle of the night with a water bottle and missed their fucking windshield and walked off. And went, hey. No, and I'm not even kidding. I know, like, I've heard about five different people tell me it's Trump's fault TikTok's getting banned. And it's the same type of person, too. It's this, like, older or younger millennial bitching about it. I'm like, aren't you too old for TikTok? Seriously, stop it. And look, I know there's a lot of old people on TikTok, and you're weird. You're weird. Get the fuck off TikTok, you fucking weirdo. Hell, I remember when TikTok first launched, dude. It was like every other week there was some new story of some dude getting arrested for being a pedophile on that network. So whenever I see somebody over the age of like 25 on TikTok, I just assume you got child porn and you love Diddy's music for some reason. I just assume, like, you love Weinstein Productions and shit, dog. I just, remember that? I hate this app. Good riddance. Chinese tech ByteDance in 2017 purchased the popular karaoke app Musical.ly. Was it 2017? Wow. Yeah, it was. And relaunched the service as TikTok. Since then, the app has been under the microscope of national security officials in Washington, fearing possible influence by Chinese government. Possible influence? Okay, bud. I mean, look around. For example, the gender nonsense. TikTok goes out of its way to denounce politics, they claim. Like, for example, Donald Trump's not allowed to have a TikTok because they don't deal with politics, but, you know, Joe Biden, on the other hand, can be on TikTok all fucking day. I had an article, but for some reason the article I was going to pull up got deleted. Right here. His campaign, Joe Biden, right? His campaign plans to stay on the app anyway. The Senate passed the legislation Tuesday that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform under the threat. But here's the thing, AP. This is why I didn't use your article for this story and why I just don't waste my time. You completely left out until the last paragraph of that article that Joe Biden signed for it and encourage the passing of a ban on TikTok. A lot of these outlets are ignoring that fact. But it's a fact. I don't care how much you run from it. Joe Biden has quietly, on at least, I want to say about 12 occasions, reintroduced Trump policies, either with a different name or just quietly. Maybe not Joe Biden, but somebody in his administration brought back a handful of these Trump-era policies. Like the quiet, slow reinstallation of the Remain in Mexico policy. That's a nice thing to watch it slowly start to come back. Again, it's quiet. Biden's rebranding is like the family and like the Family and Home Act or some shit, but yeah. You know. But it's like, Donald Trump's not allowed to be on TikTok because of the politics, but Joe Biden is. That right there is a prime example of the bias. Right there. And Joe Biden has called for violence. Like, as president, he's actively called for violence. And threatened people. Something that Trump hasn't done. But Trump's not allowed on TikTok. I just find it very funny, you know? And with our also TikTok's like, yeah, hey, chicks, chop your tits off. Hey, dude, chop your cock off. Weaken yourself. Meanwhile, in their country, they're like, men lift weights, eat meat, fuck, have children, serve your country. It's like all those I want you posters, but as videos in China. Meanwhile, over here, we're getting femboy IHOP. Pathetic. This is not the world. This is not the world Johnny Sins died for. Despite concerns in Washington, TikTok has soared. It has become the trendsetter in the world of short-form video and is used by 170 million Americans, who I watched all start slowly melting down yesterday, which, pretty funny, I'm gonna lie, which is about half of the country. It is where one-third of young people get their news, according to Pew Research Center. Yep, that's a problem. Again, TikTok heavily censors right-leaning opinions or libertarian opinions. Why? Because these are the two opinions. Libertarian and conservative, and I guess Republican, because Republican and conservative are different. But these two forces, these three forces, libertarianism, conservatism, and Republicanism, are the three that call out China the hardest. So those are the, I don't think it has to do with the fact that they're right-wing inherently. But China, I think, is China just doesn't appreciate that the right in this country hates China for, you know, slave labor, warmongering. Shit, it's a long fucking list. But hey, it's Nixon's fault for trying to open them up to the world. Should have just left them. They would have collapsed like Russia did. But hey, no. Introduce them to fucking free market economy. Give them a hybrid economy. Way to go, Nixon. Any plans for fucking gold in this country while you're at it? If you don't know what I'm talking about with Nixon and gold, look it up. Tricky dick. So, yeah, with the large amount of America's youth getting their news from fucking TikTok, dog, that's a problem. And it's a problem because of the heavy, heavy censorship of it. But I will say this, Gen Z men are, you know, all these studies are showing that Gen Z men are overly going to the right. And the same research is showing that women are overly going to the left, but here's the interesting thing. Conservative women and liberal men don't show up for these surveys. Conservative women, they don't want to be othered. They don't want to be ousted. They don't want to be exposed for not agreeing with a lot of their friends. FOMO is a real epidemic in the female population, right? So female conservatives don't show up for polling very often. And if they do, they're usually on the older side of things. Whereas older and younger conservative men are more than happy to show and be like, yes, we're here, we represent this, blah, 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 you know, yeah, we're big numbers. And liberal men, usually, same problem with male feminists, there's an air of predatoriness to them, you know, they got this predator vibe to them. So they don't want to show up either. Because a lot of, male leftists and male feminists, they just kind of want to fuck. They're usually either, you know, closeted or they're just fuckboys who are, like, on an elite pussy prowl. So, you know. Sup, Wheat. Everybody remember, Josh Wheaton? Remember that male feminist and how that all turned out for him? Yeah, that. But, like, as an entirety, like, 9 times out of 10 with liberal men. So, liberal men don't want to call attention to themselves because they call attention to themselves outside of, like, the group of women or their immediate sphere of influence, they could get exposed. And they really ain't trying to do that. Drink some coffee. Truck full of nuts. Best coffee in the world. Yet lawmakers and the Biden administration argue that as long as TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, and it is beholden to the dictates of China's authoritarian regime. And again, we're at NPR. This is NPR, right? Cue all those articles from a couple years ago when NPR was like, there's no reason for Donald Trump to be talking about China this way. But now NPR's having to talk about the concentration camps, the slave labor, the sweatshops, how evil China's lockdowns are. Yeah, okay. NPR. When Trump gets reelected, watch NPR immediately be like, China's great. Orange Man's evil. It's gonna happen, man. It's something I'm dealing with right now, because a lot of lefties in my life that were like COVID Nazis. But no, they were like COVID fucking Nazis, and now they're acting like, oh, that's part of why I made like 5 bumpers in one night that were all like COVID amnesty parodies and make fun of that idea, because I had to deal with a lot of people being like, doesn't that hit more than people who are like, oh yeah, lockdowns, fucking no jab, no job. And now they're like, I can't believe America was like that. It was such a scary time in America. And I'm just like, you were part of the scary time, dog. And you're still planning on voting for these liberals. So it's like, have you learned? You know, like, I just, and now I hate it. People who were fucking dictators from 2020 to 2020, like halfway through 2022, are now acting like they were never part of that and they were always on the right side. I hate that shit. Just own it. Just fucking own it. There's so many leftists that I deeply disagree with, but I will give them the time of day because they own when they're wrong. Ah. Man, drives me up a fucking tree. Moving on. Quote, Congress is not acting to punish ByteDance, TikTok, or any other individual company, said Democratic Senator Mara Cantwell, who chairs the Senate Commerce Committee, in remarks on the Senate floor on Tuesday afternoon. Quote, Congress is acting to prevent foreign adversaries from conducting espionage, surveillance, and maligned operations, harming vulnerable Americans, our servicemen and women, and our U.S. government personnel. Now, let's talk about U.S. servicemen and women. How many homeless vets are there versus how many illegal immigrants you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for to put them up in nice hotels and give them a couple $100,000 fucking gift cards? But like $10,000 gift cards here and there. Multiple states, including Joe Biden, have actively cut veteran benefits. I will leave these articles in the description below if you'd like to go read them. Right here. Yeah. The VA. Let's start here, right, shall we? Real quick. I'll be real quick with this. I have lots of veterans in my family from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and siblings who served. Well, my brothers. I have a brother specifically who served in the Bush era. Again, I cannot. One of my favorite things about Donald Trump is how he ended the Bush dynasty like that. Didn't drain the swamp, huh? I don't see any Bushes in office, do you? Now, I under Trump, it was all right. He pulled the federal government pretty heavily out of the VA, and a lot of my family was able to get in the VA after spending years desperately trying to get in there. They got in. Joe Biden takes over. He puts tons of bureaucracy right back in the VA, and now my siblings and family members are struggling to get into the VA. Also, never forget that Obamacare made it virtually impossible for troops to actually get into the VA. Like, fucking mess. So, while America's finest, America's bravest amongst us, right? And look, I don't understand hatred for the troops. I really don't. I understand hatred for the people who tell them to commit atrocities. I understand blaming George Bush for the war crimes. I don't necessarily understand blaming the troops for it. Now, individually, you'll get troops that go out of bounds and misbehave and do evil shit. Yeah, sure, absolutely. That happens all the time. But those individual cases get tried, and we know about them. Like that village in Vietnam where the American troops led all those innocent people into a hole and shot them. They weren't combatants, and all those troops were tried, and a handful of them, including their leader, got, you know, the death penalty by court-martial. So, again, it's not the soldiers. It's not anyone in the branches, as far as I can tell, and when it is, they get tried for it. It's exclusively the brass at the top. Military-industrial complex, the Pentagon, and the president. Right. you ripped away VA beds from veterans who couldn't get to them and gave them to illegal immigrants. And on the other hand of that, Joe Biden cut funding from federal programs. From federal programs that were, you know, like pension plans.
What's going on American campuses?
Dumb shit. But you rip money away from veterans to give to illegal immigrants. People who the left will say, they haven't done anything wrong, though. They entered my country illegally. Let's start there. By their very existence in my country is a felony. Them here is the criminal act. They entered my country as a criminal and got more criminal from there. But men and women who went to these countries and got blown up, lost lives and limbs, watched their friends die, missed years with their friends and family, even if you come out of the army or any of these branches of the military, right, and you come out unharmed, you still missed so much time with your friends and family you will never get back. Fuck, dog. You know how many birthdays I had when I was a little kid where I looked up at the table and I, like, really wanted my older brother to be there and he wasn't because he was overseas? How sad that makes me. When I was a little kid, broke my heart. You know, then you turn on the TV under the Bush administration. It's like, 15 American troops blown up in Afghanistan today. George Bush says, fucking revenge is coming. And it's just like, oh, man, I hope my brother comes back. And then, you know, he comes back and it's like the happiest day ever, right? Because it's like, oh my God, my brother's back. But there was like a year and a half at a time where I just wouldn't see him, you know? And those people don't get anything from our government. They get to sleep under viaducts. They get to sleep in trenches. They get to sleep in homeless shelters. Meanwhile, the very Americans who they also serve to protect, the citizens, are kicked out of their residential living areas and forcefully, by the way, evicted so that illegal immigrants can move in. You have all these, like, apartment buildings all across these blue states, which are receiving contracts from the state government, which pay way more than they were making per, you know, legal tenant to house illegal immigrants. And they take that deal. Because insurance will cover any damages, right? So they'll take that fucking deal. And they evict the Americans who live there. Now these Americans who are already stressing trying to find a place to live, already stressing about how to keep a roof over their head and keep food in their bellies, are now on the streets. Right there alongside the fucking veterans in the gutter where the American government put them. Right. Fuck off. I have zero patience for that. And I will not let that fucking kind of nonsensical argument fucking stand. Fuck off. Fuck right off. Lost a lot of family in wars. Well, in military service over the years, you know. Friends, families, friends of friends. Fuck out of here with that nonsense. TikTok individual company, Mara. Afternoon. Congress is acting to prevent foreign adversaries from conducting espionage surveillance. Maligned or read that, and that's all shit Trump was saying too when he wanted this banned. In a video posted to the platform soon after Biden signed the bill, TikTok CEO, I'm not watching the video, I'm not pulling it up, I'm not opening any TikTok on my computer, fuck off of that. TikTok CEO Xiao Zi Chu said he is confident TikTok would win in court, adding that users should not expect issues with the app in the meantime. My question is, why are you so confident? Like, sure, maybe, like, why are you so fucking confident that the courts are going to be on your side? That's something that, like, a lot of people on the right and the left are saying, like, the courts are not going to let this slide. Why? Why wouldn't they? You think the mostly Trump Supreme Court is going to be pro-TikTok? No. Doubt it. Clarence Thomas and all of them? No. Right now, with the makeup of the court, that TikTok is going to get fucked in the Supreme Court. Most likely. And then on the other side of that, you want to go to a red state and find a judge that... You might find a judge in a red state that's more like free market and maybe he'll be okay with it. But no, most people on the right hate TikTok and recognize it for the spying hit job it was. And even when Trump was complaining a couple months ago about the whole TikTok ban, he wasn't complaining about banning TikTok. He was complaining about the extra shit slipped into the bill that was basically like the Patriot 2.0. That's what he was bitching about. Not the banning of TikTok itself. So, and you go to a blue state, you think you're going to find many blue state judges that are going to fucking go against Biden? Like, what is the, what do you think the path to victory here is, TikTok? Like, I mean, you're big confident, and for some reason a lot of other people seem confident in it, but why exactly? Liberal courts don't want to go against Biden, and Republican courts don't trust you. Where are you going? Like, I'm confused by anybody who thinks TikTok is going to be saved in the courts. I doubt it. They'd have to, like, find that, like, 4% of judges that are willing to do their own thing. Most judges aren't. Like, most judges are not willing to do it. And the judges that are willing to do their own thing, like the judge Kyle Rittenhouse got, for example, he's on the right, vaguely speaking. He's constitutional. So you're not going to really find, like, that's bold for you to say. Quote, rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We'll see, bitch. Quote, the fact that the Constitution are on our side. No, they're not! You're not an American company! Why do you think it applies to you? That's as dumb as when these legal immigrants are like, I have constitutional rights. No, you don't, Spick. No, you don't. You came here legally, you did. But you came here illegally, which means you don't. You got human rights. Human rights and constitutional rights are not the same. And you want to argue the semantics of endowed by their creator, blah, 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 blah. Read the actual document and read the Federalist documents. There's a clear distinction of which is which. You have the right to self-defense. That's a God-given right. Other ones? Not so much. Like, you can lose the right to own guns if you're a felon. I don't agree with that, by the way. I think you paid your debt to society. You paid your debt to society. But moving on. TikTok plans to take the Biden administration to court over the law. If not within a year, the law would make it illegal for web hosting services to support TikTok, and it would force Google and Apple to remove TikTok from the App Store, rendering the app unusable with time. Good riddance. And even then, is it? Because it's China. Apps from China get banned all the time. And they just come back. Like, Temu is Wish, bro. And Wish was an older app that used to be known as Geek. Geek became Wish. Wish and Alibaba kind of combined and basically became Temu. That's what happens. Commies don't make new shit. They just repurpose and reappropriate pre-existing shit other people did. Look at the live-action remakes coming out of Hollywood. Look at the remakes in general coming out of Hollywood. They don't make new. They can't. They just repurpose what's already in existence. Moving on. It marked the first time the U.S. has passed a law that could trigger a ban of a social media platform? No, it's not either. Am I the only one who remembers the early 2000s when the federal government was trying to pass all kinds of regulations and shit that would have effectively, like, killed Facebook, and then they just took over Facebook as an asset instead? Sorry, I remember Zuckerberg going into court in, like, 2010 for this, because he was like, this is bullshit, people have a right to talk! Which is so weird to think Zuckerberg was saying that at one point in time. Moving on, so was Dorsey. Jack Dorsey used to be free speech argumentation back in the days, too. Both fell pretty hard, though. The ban of social media platforms, something that has been condemned by civil liberty groups and constitutional scholars. Yes, Josie the redhead libertarian bitched about it. Wow, the big-tittied woman with the red hair who's on TikTok has a problem with TikTok going away. You don't say. It's like, Belle Delphine's mad that OnlyFans is like OnlyFans gets the lead and Belle Delphine bitches about it. It's like, oh, I wonder why Belle Delphine's upset about OnlyFans going away. Can't figure it out. TikTok has vowed to take the Biden administration to court, claiming the law would suppress the free speech of millions of Americans. How? How would it? There's YouTube. There's so many other avenues. Twitter. Tons of other platforms and avenues for this. Just because an app is deleted or a platform is removed doesn't mean the ability to talk is removed. Again, that is commie gobbledygook. Because you don't understand our documentation. That's okay, most Americans don't actually understand communism either. Read the Communist Manifesto so you can properly hate communism. But you're not an American company. You don't have that protection. Which means your platform can go bye-bye. Bye-bye. And all these people are like, how could this happen? Vine happened. Vine was here. It was one of the biggest video streaming services in the fucking world. And then Overnight, it was gone. Don't know why. I always assumed there was some shadowy government reason behind Twitter doing that. And now with Elon Musk owning it, and Elon Musk, like I said about last year, updating the Vine app just with a new look to match X's, but not releasing it. I think the only reason why Elon Musk ain't releasing the Vine app earlier is because he doesn't want to compete with China. He wants China, you know, he served China. China love you long time, says Elon Musk. The sentiment was echoed by Kate Rohn, who runs the Center for Democracy and Technology's Free Expression Project, who said the law is unconstitutional. You know what the fuck you're talking about. And a blow to free expression in the U.S. No, it's not. No, it's not. You'll have to use American-based companies. You still say whatever the fuck you want. No one's, like, kicking in your door or fining you for what you posted on TikTok. They're going after TikTok as a company, not you as a user. Stupid bitch. But again, it's just people trying to, like, spin it. So it's like, Shut up. It ain't that deep or that complicated. TikTok's going away. And I'm fine with it. I'm not fine with a lot of the other shit that had to slip in with it. But I'm fine with TikTok being told to get the fuck out of here. Quote, Congress shouldn't be in the business of banning platforms. Rohn said, quote, they should be working to enact comprehensive policy legislation that protects our private data no matter where we choose to engage online. TikTok steals your biometric data. It gains access to your entire phone and it duplicates everything on your phone and sends its parent company back a mirrored image of what's in your phone. Shut the fuck up. And by the way, yes, Congress actually does have a right to act. You want to know why? Because it's protecting the borders of the nation. One of the few things our government doesn't do that it actually should do, because it's pretty much the only thing it's purview. Protect the borders of our country from foreign adversaries. TikTok is a weapon of a foreign adversary. They're doing their job. Again, you're a stupid bitch who doesn't fundamentally understand what the fuck you're talking about. And I will bat heads with anyone who wants to come at me with this. I'm fine with it. Let's fucking go. Quote, they should be building a fucking border wall. They should ban TikTok and build a border wall. And repeal the Patriot Act and shut down FISA. That's what they should do. And, you know, throw the NFA out the window too. Second Amendment should not be infringed. Selling TikTok won't be easy. Sure it won't. Any company or set of investors aligned to purchase TikTok would have to receive the blessing of the Chinese government. And China has said that they will not sell. So again, TikTok's just going to go. Or if they do, and here's the thing, if China does eventually agree to sell, you got to wonder, what did they do? What kind of, like, fucking poison Trojan horse did they turn TikTok into even more so that are now willing to just give it over to us? Back doors, man. John McAfee talked way in depth about this kind of shit. If you have software built in an enemy country or you have software used from a foreign entity, you don't know what kind of back doors they have, and since you didn't build that, you don't know where all the doors could be hidden. They do. Trying to sell TikTok, you could scan that app all fucking day. You don't know what back door could be hidden that you might miss. That's why the only reason I think anybody should buy it, is just to do an autopsy and then delete it. Just delete it. It's a big waste of money, though, for anybody who'd actually want to profit off of it, but, you know, that is what it is. In particular, ByteDance, to receive the blessing of the Chinese government, and officials in Beijing have strongly resisted a forced sell because it's their number one propaganda and data harvesting information platform in the world. Like, that's their leading spy. It's in almost every country, and it gives them unfettered access to that country's data. Wi-Fi networks, whatever. That's why so many governments have banned government employees, elected officials, so on and so forth, from owning and operating TikTok. Moving on. In particular, ByteDance owns the engine of TikTok, its hyper-personalized algorithm that pulls people in and keeps them highly engaged with their feed. Chinese officials have placed content recommendation algorithms on what is known as an export control list, meaning the government has additional say over how the technology is ever sold. Law took TikTok by surprise. By almost any measure, the law passed rapidly. No, I didn't. This is effective. Okay, bud. NPR's garbage. Moving on. How did... By... There... This new version of the TikTok ban has been reintroduced like 4 times under the Biden administration, dating back to 2022. Trump... Had he successfully banned TikTok, that would have been a rapid gone because he almost had it... He was actively setting the process of having TikTok shut down after about a month. But then he got pushback. Also, by the way, banning TikTok is not going to help Joe Biden with the millennial vote or the Gen Z vote at all. At all. A lot of young people on the right are fine with seeing TikTok go. They're like, all right, whatever, I got YouTube Shorts. But, damn. All right, bud. Moving on. Biomass measure. And it caught many inside TikTok off guard, especially because the company had just breathed a sigh of relief. Last month, the House passed a bill to compel TikTok to find a buyer or face nationwide ban. But the effort stalled in the Senate. Legislation gave TikTok a 6-month window to find a buyer, with some senators said it was too little time. It's too much time. Personally. A new push. This time, attaching the divest or be banned provision to the foreign aid fast-tracked the proposal. Okay, you slipped it into a bill that had a lot of globalist bullshit that a lot of globalists voted for. Gotcha. Just say that it is. It was a broad bill, not a narrow one. It mirrors last month's attempt, but it extends the sell-by deadline, now giving TikTok 9 months to find a buyer. Oh, wow, conveniently just 3 months after the election, because remember, the election's about 5 months now. So just after the election is when this takes effect. Gotcha. Let's see. With the option of a 3-month extension if a potential acquisition is in play. Senator Markey, American companies are doing the same thing. Again, I would much rather have to worry about an American company spying on me as opposed to a foreign enemy country spying on me. One's bad enough. Two is worse. It's like, people are like, yeah, well, you know, America already does it, so what's the problem with TikTok? Yeah, I'm sure you love being, like, you're being spit roasted against your will. Someone's down your throat and someone's up your ass. You already had one up your ass. Why not one in the mouth, right? Just get it from both ends. Why not? Stupid ass. Dumbest fucking argument. Oh, look, I already burned half my body. Why not set the other half on fire as well? The amount of low IQ it takes for someone to say something as stupid as, well, the American government's already spying on you. So what's the big deal with China doing it? The American government doesn't want to harvest my organs and make me build tech for low. The U.S. government wants to bring in illegal immigrants and make them do that. Not me. China wants me to do that. That's beginners. It gets a lot deeper, but you know, beginners right there, right? We're almost done. I'm sorry this is taking so long. As you can tell, I've been dealing with a lot of people on this topic. Especially yesterday, because like, I saw people in their like late 20s to mid 40s all upset. All upset and distraught. And by the way, I'm not naming names, but there's some horny old dude I know who use TikTok because of all the chicks in, like, booty shorts and leggings just shaking their hips around, you know. Their fucking old-ass wife must have passed away a while ago, or she's just not paying attention. And now Grandpa, who voted for Biden, is all upset and mad, going around the workplace all butthurt because the guy he voted for took away his app. It's okay, bud. Look, Democrats are getting fucked right now. Because they vote for Trump, Israel gets funded. They vote for Joe Biden, Israel gets funded. They vote for Trump, TikTok goes away. They voted for Biden, TikTok goes away. Like, you're just not getting anything you fucking wanted, and I love it. I love it. Like, me, I have a reasonable expectation of my elected officials. I'm willing to accept what the bare minimum they might do will be, but optimistic enough to hope for the best. Damn, y'all just vote out of anger in the moment, and then you still get fucked over. That's great. Lawmakers from both parties have argued that TikTok poses a national security risk to Americans, since the Chinese government could use the app to spy on Americans and influence what U.S. users see on their TikTok feeds, bud. That's what's happening, as a matter of fact. Something that has gained new urgency in an election year. Weird how that wasn't how the election year wasn't a priority when Trump was trying to do it in 2020. or when he started that in 2019. Interesting. But some have pushed back, including Democrat Senator Edward Markey of Massachusetts. Yeah, Blinken stuck a fucking lemon. He said on the Senate floor on Tuesday that there is no credible evidence that TikTok presents a real national security threat. Again, one of these horny old men that like watching barely legal teens shake their tight asses in leggings. Grandpa. I'm sure that's what it is. Not you sitting there fucking popping blue pills and wiggling your willy to fucking Charlie D'Angelo or what the fuck her name is. Sure, Grandpa. Sure, you care so much about freedom of speech and democracy. That's why you're a Democrat. Actually, yeah. Democrats do care about democracy. And me, personally, I will fucking destroy your goddamn democracy. Fuck your fucking democracy. This is a constitutional republic. Hell yeah! Love living in a constitutional republic with democratic processes. Fuck democracy. You! Ooh, I love that shit. I love when I say fuck democracy, and you see these people who have no idea what democracy or what a downright democracy actually would look like. And they're like, oh, what the fuck? Oh my god, a fascist! It's like, no, bitch. Actually, democracy is a lot more in line with fascism than a republicanism. Republicans! No, I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm talking about republicanism. The state of the republic. Yeah! America has the best form of government. We have the worst government, but we have the best, like, design for government. It's great. And horrible at the same time. National security threat, just because its parent company is based in China. Alright, well, the CIA is a national threat, you know, to all Americans, because it's based in our backyard and is monitoring everything we do with FISA and whatnot. You want to make that argument? That's in your backyard. Oh, no, you're a Democrat. Why the fuck would you make that argument? The NSA is working for you right now. After all, I mean, y'all weaponized it against Tucker so hard, didn't you? Moving on. I remember that. You remember that? Remember when the NSA went to war at Tucker in 2021? I do. Also, remember in 2021, it came up that they were trying to get Fox News to fire Tucker back then, and then Tucker got fired last year. You know, it's weird how that all seems to be falling in line. Moving on. National intelligence laws in China would require ByteDance to hand over data on Americans if authorities there sought it. But TikTok says it has never received such a request. You don't need to receive the request when all the computers are bugged because they're all owned by the Chinese government. Like, you know, this shit's pretty bad because Jimmy Dore is even starting to come around like, oh, maybe China is a threat. You think, Jimmy? You think? Moving on. Markey said concerns about digital security and mental health of young people and data privacy would be addressed with comprehensive legislation emphasizing the entire tech industry, encompassing... My apologies, the entire tech company, not just TikTok. Quote, TikTok poses a serious risk to privacy. Oh, there we go. Oh, some base comments real quick. Quote, TikTok poses a serious risk to the privacy and mental health of our young people. Oh, okay. Finally, some base shit left your fucking dipshit mouth, Markey. Quote, but that problem isn't unique to TikTok and certainly doesn't justify a TikTok ban, he said. Quote, American companies are doing the same thing, too. All right. So end the war on drugs. No, seriously, end the war on drugs with that logic, right? Well, you know, heroin poses a serious risk to the privacy and mental health of our young people, Markey said. But heroin isn't unique. But that problem isn't unique to heroin and certainly doesn't justify a heroin ban, he said. American companies... Are doing the same things too. Again, your argument is as fucking retarded as they goddamn come, and I'm tired of hearing this argument. Again, if you're going to rape me, because you're raping my privacy, you're bending my data over the table and Bill Cosby in it against my will. If I only have to deal with one dick that day, I guess fucking the one's better than two. Again, reference earlier. You're taking it up the ass. Do you really want to choke some cock too from another country? You want to get spit roasted by the U.S. government intelligence agencies and China? Damn, dog. All right. Again, I have my body third degree burned. I might as well burn the other half of my body to make it match. It's retarded. Fucking circular logic that makes no sense and only exists in the lowly fucking minds of people with sub-room temperature IQs! But that being said, I'm gonna wrap this up here. This has been Inside Four Walls. I've been your host, Bing Chudding. Bing Bong Chudding Hanga.
I thought it was all over.